living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
And we're going to talk about energy drinks. The good, the bad, and the ugly. There's a lot of ugly ones out there, that's for sure. Does a concoction of processed sugars, speaking of sugars, and caffeine sound healthy? Of course not, come on. But those are the two primary ingredients in most energy drinks. And the energy they provide is quick and fleeting, to say the least. My next guest is Tom Morsi, founder of Rushmore Essentials and maker of Revive, an all-natural, real energy drink. Tom, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Hi, Dr. Mike. It's a pleasure to be speaking with you today.
Thank you for coming on. So I don't know if you just heard, we were talking about the dangers of sugars. My whole show today, I didn't mean for it to be, but has become a lot about sugars and how dangerous they can be for us. I want to ask you, though, because I know you have a lot of experience in producing new products, marketing new products. What's the difference, and I'm getting confused, what's the difference between an energy drink and a vitality drink?
Well, that's a great question. So, you know, I don't believe there's a true definition out there of what an energy drink is. But what is out in the market, though, today, most people, when they're buying energy drinks, they're buying drinks that, like you mentioned, have a significant amount of sugar and stimulants. So those stimulants could be caffeine or a combination of stimulants that really create a stressed feeling in the body. A lot of people perceive that stressed feeling as energy. We all know stress is bad for us. So that's what the majority of energy drinks, energy shots are. Sugar, caffeine, other stimulants in combination to create this artificial adrenaline and sort of stressed out state. Vitality drinks, does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does. So it's really the word energy is really in this case synonymous maybe just with a almost like a stress boost to your system. So what you're thinking is energy is really just cortisol and the epinephrine's kind of floating around in your bloodstream because your brain is thinking too hard and your heart's pumping harder.
Exactly.
Not so real energy.
Exactly. So it's really creating an artificial adrenaline state, which you might get that same adrenaline state if you did something, you know, physical exercise. You're running, you're getting your heart pumping. However, you know, this is basically a chemical-induced, stimulant-induced feeling. So it feels good for a while, but it's not a good feeling to have over an extended period of time. And it's coming from really artificial chemical sources. So that stress takes its toll on our body. With a vitality drink, the idea is simple. We're using real ingredients to nourish, really provide a balanced nutritional profile, deliver that to the body. So it's things that nourish, things that really help us feel better. We want to feel good, but we don't really want to be stressed out. We really want that feeling like I got a good night's rest or I had a good meal. I'm balanced. I didn't overeat. I got some movement, some exercise in my day. So that's the idea of a vitality drink. Instead of relying on stimulants, we're using real ingredients, fruits, slow-burning carbs, protein, things that work naturally with our body. They work naturally to help strengthen, nourish, and protect it.
Well, Tom, let me back up, though, for a moment. Let me ask this because, I think This is a big question, and I don't know if anybody can fully answer this, but why do you think people need these energy drinks? I mean, what are we doing today where we feel like we can't get through the day without some sort of stimulant? Now I understand you're producing a much more healthier drink, and we're going to talk about what that is. By the way, I've tried Revive, and it's awesome. So I understand what you're doing, but can we just back up and just think, well, but where did all this start from, right? What's happening in our society today that just regular, good, healthy food, a little exercise, and good sleep wouldn't cure? I mean, what's going on? What's your theory there?
Well, you know, everybody has their own ambitions and their own drive. You know, we live in a fast, go, you know, should be done yesterday kind of world where, you know, whether I'm a dad with two wonderful young girls, you know, I balance work, life, family, I try to see friends too. There's a lot going on. So, you know, for me personally, do I need a lift sometimes, something to kind of, you know, maybe jump out of bed a little bit faster, have another couple hours in me at the end of the day to you know, to send off those emails, to make those calls, to follow up on things, read a book about parenting. Absolutely. You know, personally, I need that, a little bit of a push some days.
Right. Well, I think, so, you know, Tom, I think you hit on something important here, though. I think you hit on something really, really important. I want to get this out real quick. There's a difference between true chronic fatigue, which might signify disease, pathology going on, versus, as you're saying, just with our hectic lifestyles today. I mean, come on, we can't avoid it. It's 24-hour culture today, right? Information culture. And just like you said, it sometimes with the kids and the work and all this kind of stuff, we're really just needing that boost. And that's really, I think, where you focus on with Revive and that vitality aspect, right? Where it's not, you're not trying to treat a true fatigue. It's more helping a dad, helping a mom, helping a busy single mom maybe just get some healthier energy to get her through that day a little bit. I think that's kind of where you're headed.
Yeah, and it's really challenging day to day to get all the nutrients, good nutrition in your diet every day. If you're running from meeting to meeting, call to call, place to place,
right?
There just aren't a lot of good healthy options out there for you if you're on the go. So, you know, one of the nice, so would I, would, you know, I'm always challenged when I go into a store. I look for something that I feel good about putting in my body that's going to make me feel good. And there's really not a lot of selection out there. When you start to look at the labels, you know, you start to look at what's really in these products, and you know, like you've mentioned, there's a lot of sugar, there's a lot of artificial ingredients in here that they may make the product taste better, but they're really not good for us. So, you know, when I look for a product, and with our product, you know, we've really focused on putting things that are natural into the product, ingredients that you can read and understand, the name of a fruit, a blueberry,
right,
a raspberry, you know, as opposed to...
You don't have to be a scientist to actually read the label, right?
You're right. You don't have to be a chemist to know what this ingredient is that you're putting into your body and wondering what it's doing. So,
right. Tom, let me ask it. So the name of the product is Revive, correct? And you have, I think I saw on the label, because I did try it, 21 different fruits, or am I off there a couple?
Nope, 21 super fruits. All fruits are super fruits to us, and there's 21. There's a great variety of fruits in the product. So you hear all these great things about you should get this variety of fruits in your diet every day, but you know, right, it's really not easy. So we try to make it easy with Revive to get those 21 fruits in your diet every day.
And there's no added sugars, right? And very low caffeine, correct?
That's correct. We use we have green tea, which is a powerful antioxidant, and also it also just helps provide that nice lift, a nice smooth lift. Green tea tends to have a much softer curve than other sources.
Let's do this, Tom, because we've only got about 30 seconds left here. So where can people learn more about Revive and maybe even purchase some?
Absolutely. At drinkre.com. That's drinkre.com. People can get it at Whole Foods, at Costco.com, and vitamin shop stores nationally.
Awesome. Thank you, Tom, for coming on. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.